Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On Saturday, they wrap things up for the year at the University of Miami. Somewhat disappointing first year under head coach Mario Cristobal and his staff. Obviously, this offseason, a lot of people are going to be watching the changes that will be made. Obviously, in personnel, a lot of people also expect some coaching changes as well. Marcus Benjamin and his Canes County crew have done an awesome job in their first year, on and off the field, games, practices, recruiting, everything. And Marcus Benjamin is kind enough to join us this evening. Marcus, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me again, Blue.
Obviously, this was a disappointing year in a lot of ways, and you guys hear it first, you know, your message boards, your feedback on your website, because you do cover them on a constant basis. What's been the fan view this year? Have there been any rational fans to understand that this was just year one?
Well, there's some. I mean, it's definitely not the majority. I would say the majority of fans do want some changes to happen administratively with the coaching staff and with the players as well. There are some rational fans that understand that this is a rebuilding year for Coach Cristobal and the staff, but there are some irrational fans that think Cristobal should be out, which is, you know, not very realistic for, you know, the first year head coach. It's definitely going to take some time for Cristobal to really build this back to where it used to be when he used to play. He's off to a rough start,
yeah,
obviously.
No doubt. But you cover them on a daily basis. You go to all the press conferences. You get an opportunity to, when they allow you, to see some practices. You're at all the home games. And also you've been to a few away games this year. Talk about from your standpoint. I mean, like I said, you've got to be that type of guy. You've got to be the voice of reason. Sometimes you have to look and see personnel, and a lot of that personnel wasn't his, and maybe he wouldn't have even recruited a lot of those people. Do you realistically think that this year we're going to see a mass exodus in this transfer portal coming and going?
I do. And not just with the Miami Hurricanes, I think it's across the board in college football. I think we're going to see a record day of transfers going in and out on what's being called Portal Monday coming up this Monday here. And yeah, I do think Miami does dive deep into the transfer portal to try to rebuild this program and get more of Cristobal's type of guys into the program. And yes, there will be several players transferring out of the program. From what I hear, they're looking to open up about 40 scholarship openings, you know, for players to come in. So this could be a totally different football team next year, Blue.
Yeah, no doubt. Marcus Benjamin joins us, Canes County. You can find them every single day updating everything from recruiting all the way to player features. And you look at Tyler Van Dyke. I mean, obviously, this is a guy who kind of got snake bit this year. I mean, first of all, from an injury standpoint, then they didn't put a lot around him like they had last year, a couple established playmakers. Your gut feeling, does he come back? Does he go to the NFL, or does he go into the transfer portal as well?
Well, my gut feeling tells me that he probably goes elsewhere. I mean, that's my gut feeling. I don't think he takes his shot at the NFL at this point. I think he needs another year to really develop at this point. And I think he can really benefit by really getting another year. But I think the offensive scheme really didn't match his style of play as it did with the previous offensive coordinator in Rhett Lashley, who's now at SMU. So that could be a destination for him. I've heard some other possible destinations as well that could be in the cards for TVD. But right now, I would say it's a 50-50 shot. But I do hope he does come back to the program because I think Miami is a better team with him.
Right. Marcus, you take a look at the recruiting, and I know you and Frank and the gang over there, Gio, are always on top of a lot of the stuff. This 2023 class has really held together so far. You lost one, Jaden Rashada, who was kind of like iffy at the beginning because, I thought from the beginning he was coming here for the wrong reasons. I think he was looking more at dollar signs than he was really, playing football. But this class coming in and how eager they are, and you look at somebody like, Ray Ray from Edison, and you've got guys of that nature and a Francis Maugoa who have all spoken publicly about, I can't wait to get on campus, I can't wait to make this difference. Them plus some transfer portal kids plus your leftovers like Cam Kitchens, who undoubtedly one of the best defensive players in the ACC, and a healthy Restrepo, yep, and some of the other guys who made an impact this year. Things could really look a lot different when we open up against Miami, Ohio next late August.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what Cristobal and this staff is doing as far as recruiting is concerned is really remarkable because Miami season this year, 5 wins, you haven't had a 5-win season since 2007, Randy Shannon's first year. And you haven't really had a bad season like those two seasons since the 70s. So it's been historically bad. And usually in the past, in previous regimes, when Miami had a pretty solid recruiting class, a lot of these kids would decommit and go elsewhere. And you mentioned Jaden Rashada, decommitting from Miami. But they still have Emery Williams, and it's not very common to keep two quarterbacks anyway in a recruiting class. So you kind of figured one of the quarterbacks would leave. But Emery Williams will be the lone quarterback for this 2023 class. When I hear Miami's not going to be looking into any other quarterbacks for 23. But it is certainly remarkable that this class is staying together, and it really says a lot about what Mario Cristobal's vision is for the program and how the kids are buying into that vision. Because these kids could go anywhere, Blue. They're getting recruited by all the top schools all over the country. Cormani McClain, the top cornerback in the country, decides to come to Miami, a team that's not going bowling this season. So it's really remarkable. It really sets the foundation for the future. All they have to do is start winning on the football field, and they'll continue to have a top 10 class every year like they have this year.
No doubt. No doubt. Marcus, let everybody know how they can follow you guys, your website, your social media.
Sure. It's CanesCounty.com, part of the Rivals Network. Also follow us on YouTube. We post, tons of videos after high school games, interviews with kids, press conference videos. We also have a podcast as well, the Storm Tracker podcast. That's available on all podcast platforms. And we're also available on Instagram, Canes.County, as well as Twitter, of course, Canes_County.
Good stuff. Marcus, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll hook up with you soon. And as always, man, keep working. You guys are busting it out there.
All right. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Blue.
Good stuff. Canes County's Marcus Benjamin. You need to try it because they've got a lot of things going on, a lot of really, really, really good people, good reads all the way across the board.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.